Thanks for listening in to the Calvary Podcast, coming to you from Miami, Florida. We're so glad you've joined us. We hope today's message will encourage you and remind you that God is with you and He's for you. Here's today's message.
Who is that man? We're trying to discover again, the greatest man who ever lived. Who is Jesus? It's so important that we consistently and continually come back to that question for a number of reasons. Number one, there are some people who love Jesus in this room. If you love Jesus, give me a woo. And you're trying to tell everyone around you about Jesus. You want to live a life on mission, sharing the good news of Jesus, declaring the gospel. Well, if you want to share the gospel effectively, a love for Jesus, a revelation of Jesus must be so crystal clear in your heart. Because when Jesus is burning in your heart, the gospel dances sweetly and naturally on your lips. You know, when you really love something or someone, you can't help but tell everyone about it. Well, if you want to share the gospel more powerfully and more effectively with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, with your work colleagues, with the people you go to school with, just make sure that Jesus and His beauty, His glory and His grace always deeply resonates, come on, inside of you, and then it will come outside of you. Come on. We have to always refocus in on Jesus, because have you ever heard that statement before, that familiarity can breed contempt? As good as something is, if you're around something good long enough, after a period of time, that good thing becomes a little ho-hum, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, shrunk in the wash. You know what I'm saying? You can never allow that to happen to Jesus. We have to keep on recapturing, like in Revelation chapter 2, our first love for Jesus. Keep on coming back to that time where He took your breath away. Keep coming back to that time where He made your skin just tingle. Come on, go back to that time where He just blew your mind with His mercy and His forgiveness. Don't ever allow this first love to become old love. Keep on coming back to Jesus. Come on, we got to keep on engaging that question, because there are a lot of people who are around church every single week, but somehow you've missed Jesus. For you, this is just a bunch of rules and regulations. These are things you feel like you must do to stay on the right side of God. And as crazy as it sounds, you can find yourself in the house of God, but actually miss God the whole time. And we have to create spaces consistently, continually, where people on a journey towards God can come face to face with Jesus. Because when you come face to face with Jesus, you will hear loudly and clearly how valuable you are, how big His love is, how strong His grace is, how deep His mercy is. And I hope and pray that even this week, someone for the first time will come face to face with the saving Jesus. We have to keep on engaging this question, who is that man? Especially as we're coming into this Easter season, as the whole world fixes their attention on this hill where a man was crucified, 6,000 miles away from this spot 2,000 years ago, we have to ask this question, who is that man? Who is this man that split time and space? Who is this man who was born into the earth and by His birth, my birth date was set? Who is this man that the whole world will stop and look at this Good Friday, this Resurrection Sunday? Who was that? Who is that man who died on a hill 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago? I've been wrestling with that question this week. Who is that man? I've been asking the Holy Spirit, what would you have me say to the beautiful people of Calvary Church here in Miami? And I felt the Holy Spirit lead me to three truths about King Jesus that I want to not only present to you intellectually, but I'm going to invite you to allow these truths to drop deep within your being, resonating all the way through your life, affecting the way you walk out of this place. These three revelations require some kind of reflection again. So if you're taking down notes this morning, I encourage you to pull out your journals right now, your leather-bound ones. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you need to take notes to get into heaven. I'm just saying, why take a chance? You know what I'm saying? might get to the end. There's like an open book quiz and I'm messing around. No, that's not true at all. But scribble some stuff down. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, open up the Note app and thank the Lord Jesus for Steve Jobs as you do so. That's a wonderful piece of technology you have right there. If you have one of those Google, one of those Android, Samsung-y devices, you can put it away. I have nothing for you and for your friends for the rest of today. Because you mess up our group text with your green bubble energy. You know what I'm saying? Feels like everyone's on the same page. So cooling and blue and boop, 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 boop. And shazam, it all goes green. Because one of y'all got a deal on a Samsung phone from that Verizon at the strip mall. I'm messing around. You can scribble these things down as well. Let's ask this question. Who is that man? Point number one, I want you to write this down. First and foremost, Jesus is love displayed. Love displayed. Since the beginning of time, humanity has asked this question, God, how do you feel about us? Do you see us? Do you know us? Are you intricately intertwined with our journeys? Sometimes it feels like you're a million miles away. I'm praying in heaven's direction, but sometimes it feels like my prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. Where are you and how do you feel about us? Jesus was the once and for all answer to that question. He was love displayed. That's the reason in John chapter 3 and verse 16, it famously declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son so that whoever would believe in him wouldn't have to spend eternity apart from him, but could spend eternity beginning today with God, living their lives to the abundant fullness it was made to be lived in." Jesus hanging on a cross on a hill 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago is love displayed. Can you just receive that? You're so loved. You're not so forgotten. You're not so broken that you can't be mended. You aren't so hurt that you can't be healed. You are loved. And Jesus hanging on a cross 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago is the proof of that. And not only are you loved, you are so loved. The magnitude of God's love was measured out on that hill 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago. Do you know love can be measured? It's actually an element that can be quantified. You can measure the size of a love because you can measure how far you would travel for that thing that you love. Love is measured by distance traveled. The more you love something, the further you would travel. Yesterday, I was trying to get here from New York and there was a ground like kind of delay. That means that no planes could land in Miami. And the depth of my love and the breadth of my love for Pastor Alex and y'all was measured. Because I'm sitting there on the tarmac at LaGuardia and we're being told we can't land in Miami. So I'm talking to my assistant, hey, we gotta find another flight and because we're gonna go back to the gate. And she's like, okay, maybe we can get you to Fort Lauderdale. I can do that. I love these guys about a 45 minute drive. No problem, let's go to Fort Lauderdale. Oh, sorry, can't go to Fort Lauderdale. How about West Palm Beach? I could do West Palm Beach. I love these guys about 1 hour, 1 hour 15. Not a problem. Let's go to West Palm Beach. Oh, sorry. Can't go to West Palm Beach. We can get you to Melbourne, Florida. Wait, now stand by. How far is Melbourne, Florida? A couple of hours drive. You know what? I love them Melbourne, Florida enough. Sorry, can't do Melbourne, Florida. I get you a flight to Orlando. Time out. I love Pastor Alex, but we've only hung out one time. So we measured it out yesterday, how much I love Pastor Alex. I love him to Melbourne, Florida, but not quite to Orlando. You know what I'm saying? When Jesus hung on a cross 6,000 miles away, 2,000 years ago, think about the distance he traveled. From heaven to a hill he created. From being clothed in righteousness to being stripped naked and broken. To be the one who was without sin to become the one who was sin. On that hill, 6,000 miles away, 2,000 years ago, once and for all, God's love for you was measured out. And I know there are so many people who go through life feeling so unworthy of God's love. so fractured, so fragmented. You feel like you have fallen so far short. You're not alone. We all have. But that did not stop God from demonstrating his love for you, that whilst you were a sinner running in the other direction, Jesus traveled the furthest distance to show you how so loved you are. How dare you sleep one night feeling like the judged? How dare you sleep one night feeling like the cursed? How dare you sleep one night feeling like the forgotten? You are so loved. Turn to your neighbor and let him know, you're so loved. Turn to your other neighbor and say, hey, second choice, you are so loved as well. Who is that man? He is love displayed. Who is that man? Point number two, he's a price paid. When Jesus hung on that cross, on that hill, 6,000 miles away, 2,000 years ago, a price was being paid. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death. The fallout from our fall is a forever disconnection between us and Father God. And we are all knit together by this common thread. All of us have fallen short. All of us have made mistakes. All of us have crossed the line. All of us have broken commandments. And the fallout from this fall, the rightful wage is eternal separation from God. And there's not one person in this room who's exempt from that, because in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, we're reminded, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If you're sitting here this morning and you feel unworthy of God's love, you feel like you don't qualify for a relationship with him, the reason you feel that way is because none of us, by our own works, through our own strength, through our own righteousness, actually are worthy of God's love. We've all done more than enough to warrant our eternal separation from God. But God in his goodness sent his son to die on a hill 6,000 miles away, 2,000 years ago, to pay the price, to clear the debt that in our own righteousness we couldn't pay or clear. Early this week when I was in New York, I had an opportunity to play at a very exclusive and private golf club. And I was excited about it. The church I was ministering at, they reached out and said, hey, we have a business guy in our church who's a member at this very exclusive club. He'd like to invite you and anyone you'd like to bring to go golf with him. And so you never offer an Asian guy something free, because we will squeeze every last bit out of that offer. You know what I'm saying? And so I invited a couple of buddies of mine who are pastors in New York as well. So we all went out to this super exclusive golf club, and it's clear as a phone ringing in a quiet room. When we stepped onto the property, it was clear that we could not afford this by ourselves. Thank God for my friend Hadley, who like kind of invited us out. So we're out there and it was so exciting. We got into the pro shop and like we're grabbing shirts and we're grabbing like golf balls, and I got like kind of like a little like pitch repairer, and I like just grabbing everything with a logo on it. And we go out there, it's like a fancy bougie club, because they got like caddies out there, so people be carrying around your clubs for you as you're walking around like a pro. And so we're just walking around, amazing. Anyway, we started the round a little bit late, so it was about 2 p.m. And we hadn't finished the round before my friend Hadley said, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna have to leave, I got dinner plans, but finish off your rounds and you have a great night. And hey, thank you so much, man. We dapped him up and he walked away. Anyway, we finished our round and we were so happy with, you know, the day that we had. And we're walking through the pro shop, just saying goodbye, saying thank you very much. And then the manager at the pro shop asked me the question, are you ready now to settle the bill? Time out, wait a second. Like, I thought, and it was really awkward. And so I look at the two guys that I invited and they said, hey, we ain't got nothing, you're paying for this. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I'm like, I wanted to kind of ask, did Hadley say that this is, and then, are you prepared to settle the bill? I'm like, okay. And so I started watching him ring up the bill. I'm telling you. I got a shirt to wear that day and a shirt to take home because I thought my buddy was paying for it. $179 a shirt plus tax, New York tax. So like another $179. A sleeve of golf balls. My friend bought a pair of shoes. The rounds of golf were $500 a round and we were guests of a member. And I'm like going, I can't afford this. So not only am I going to empty my bank account, I'm going to be losing my wife out of this situation. I felt sick in my stomach as I saw the bill rung up. And then I see on the phone at the desk, this little light start to flash. And so he, excuse me for a moment, he picks up the phone and he says, oh, hello, Mr. Ma. That is the friend of mine who had us on the course. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. And he hangs up and he says, hey, this is all on Hadley's account. You still know what I did? I grabbed another shirt. You know, I was like, all of you ran up a bill that your righteousness could not clear. Every time you've lied, every act of murder you've committed with your mouth, every time you have lusted with your heart, every time you've been unfaithful with your eyes, every time you have compared and competed, come on, every time you have showed greed, every sin that you have committed rung up on a bill. And Jesus stepped in on a hill 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago and he said, put it on my tab. I'll take your sin and I'll put it upon me. I'll become sin and stand on your behalf. I will pay a price that you could not afford to pay. Who is that man? Love displayed and a price paid. Thirdly and lastly, he was not only love displayed and a price paid, he is a way made. When Jesus died on that hill 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago, he would then be put into a tomb. A rock would be rolled to the front of that tomb. Satan began to celebrate with the hordes of hell. The king is dead. The king is dead. But little did he know, and little do some of us know, that God loved us so much, he sent his son Jesus to die for us, but he loved us too much to allow Jesus to stay dead because 3 days later, that rock began to shake, that rock began to roll, and Jesus would rise again to be the one who can declare to you, I can make a way. That's the reason in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus famously declares, for I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. You want a reconnection forever with God? You can't do it through your religious acts. You have to allow me to stand on your behalf. Love displayed and a price paid. That's the difference between the gospel. That's the difference between that man, Jesus, than every other religion on planet Earth right now. Every religion is knit together by this common thread. Every religion is telling you that you're the way. If you want to get back to God, it's your effort. It's your energy. It's your blood, your sweat, your tears. If you do enough, then you can get your way out of this world to God. The gospel, Jesus declares a different word. You tried, but you fell short. You wanted to, but you couldn't. So Jesus showed up, lived a perfect life, died an unjust death, was buried in a tomb, overcame death so he can live today and let you know, I'll be the way. So I can declare right now, no matter where you're at, no matter how you're stuck, no matter how deep the hole, no matter how dark the valley, Jesus shows up to hold you and lead you forward. He is the way. Smile. That's really good news. Because there are way too many people who live lives disconnected from God's best for their journey and lovingly, I'm here to let you know that this morning was like a Jesus setup. He sent like a gospel ninja to like just cut you and ambush you and let you know that he's inviting you into the deep forever friendship, and he's going to lead the way back into relationship with the Father, and from that relationship, life will unfold. Come on. There are some people who are overwhelmed in fear or anxiety or worry. And I know that the world's a scary place right now, but I know the way forward, and it's with Jesus. There are some people who are wound up and being bound up by religiosity and legalism, and it feels so hard to breathe when you're around the house of God, but he wants to free those cords from around your soul and have you worship and praise him in total freedom and lightness. He's the way forward. There are some people who are saying, damn, but my rap sheet is so long. My bill is so extensive. I've done so much. There is no sin so great, no addiction so deep, no darkness so encompassing that Jesus, who is the way, can't rectify that. You have a way forward, and his name is Jesus. Who is that man? That's right. Who died on a cross on that hill 6,000 miles away 2,000 years ago. He is love displayed. He is a price paid. He's a way made. Smile. That's really good news. So as we wrap up our time, I just want to do two simple things. First and foremost, there are some people in the room right now who know about Jesus but don't have a relationship with Jesus. For you, it's like a religious pursuit. And you come along because, hey, you know what? It's a good thing to be around church, and people are nice here, and the coffee is good here, and you know what I'm saying? There's some pastries, and like, it's not a, you know, but God wants for you, come on, so much more. He wants you to know what it's like to have a living relationship with him, come on, every single day. And that's the reason over the last like 30 minutes, some of y'all have felt like this strange tapping at your heart's door. You know what I'm saying? You're going, it's been weird because it feels like God's trying to talk to me. And you're asking this question, is that what it feels like when God tries to get through to you? Well, the answer is, yep. That's exactly what it feels like. But then you ask the question, why doesn't God just kick the door down? Isn't he God? Love never forces itself. Love presents itself. And that's what he's been doing over the last 31 minutes. He's been tapping at your heart's door and giving you an opportunity as the created to receive the love and the life that your creator came so far to give. And I want to give you an opportunity to simply open your heart's door to him, to whisper a prayer that heaven will hear, and I promise you, it'll change everything. In fact, some of y'all can feel your hearts racing quicker because there's something about this morning that feels so special. And the reason it feels special is because it is special. It was not only a day that the Lord made for him to be celebrated and rejoiced over, it was also a day created for you to re-engage forever. Come on with him. So can I invite everyone just to close their eyes but to open their hearts? And if you're saying, you know what, Dan, I came in here today with a little bit of religion. I love being around church and I've got no problem with Jesus, but I want him to be the Lord and the Savior of my life. I want my life to be filled with him. I want to know the strength that comes from him. I want to know the love that was displayed. I want to know the price that was paid. I want to walk forward knowing there's a way. So with every eye closed and every heart open, if you know you need to open up your heart's door to Jesus and make him your Lord and your Savior, when I count to three, I want you to lift your hand and give me a wave where you are. I just simply want to pray with you. If you're saying, I know today was set apart for God to enter into my life, when I count to three, lift your hands. Are you ready? One, two, three. Just lift your hands where you are. Give me a wave. Keep them lifted. I want you to pray this prayer out loud after me. In fact, we'll do it all together as an act of unity. But I want you to pray this if you lifted your hand. Dear Jesus,
Jesus.
I open up my heart to you. I confess with my lips.
I confess with my lips.
And I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That you are Jesus.
You are Jesus.
That you died and rose again.
You died and rose again.
That you live today. So fill me with your spirit.
Fill me with your spirit.
And help me to live for your glory.
For you.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you put your hands together for all the people who lifted theirs? Wow. If you lifted your hand, don't run off right at the end of the service. In a few moments' time, we're going to give you your next step. There's like a welcome area and free stuff. I'll be there as well. Not to say, hey, but because there's free stuff. And we might say, hey, no. Don't leave without connecting. Here at Calvary Church, we're so excited about people starting their journey with Jesus. But we are fully committed to seeing you finishing your journey with Jesus. And a big part of that is connection and community. So don't run off, yeah? For the rest of us, hey, do you know someone in your world who needs to meet Jesus in a real way? Come on, if you know someone in your life right now, just lift your hand high in the sky that who needs Jesus. Okay, if your hand is lifted, put them down. I want you to bless you. I want you to think about that person right now in your world. And I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus that God is going to give you, come on, divine opportunity that you will not be able to shake, that you will not be able to miss. Come on, even in the next couple of weeks as we lead towards Good Friday services and Easter Sunday services, come on, I'm believing that the invitation is going to boom loudly and clearly. That it wouldn't come from religious compulsion, but it'd be coming from just this beautiful sense in your heart that you are so loved by Him. You're reminded about how much He did for you. I believe that He's going to make a way for you to invite family and friends like you've never invited before. So with every eye open and every head raised and everyone looking around in a judgmental manner. No, I do that to activate a promise in this room. The Bible says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Would you be humble enough to say, hey, you know what, Dan? I've got this person in my mind. Would you pray with me for that person? Just lift your hand high in the sky. Have you got someone in your mind? So in the name of Jesus, we're activating a promise. Give grace to my friends, strength, ability, opportunity, courage, bravery, the right words at the right time, as we extend an invitation to many people in our world to come and see who is that man. We thank you so much, God, that you're going to use these invitations for your glory and our friends' good. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hey. What a special thing we have here. But don't keep it to yourself. Pastor Alex and Di, there are beautiful days ahead. God's expanding your influence because He sees how responsible you've been with the authority that's been apportioned up to this point. Resources will come out of this house. Books are going to be written. Albums will be released. Songs will rise up that don't sound like Sydney, Australia, or Nashville, or LA. Songs will rise up that are going to sound like Miami. And it's going to resonate with people. Conferences will brim. Conferences will overflow. Conferences will sell out. But make sure, as big as this grows, as many people who hear the name of Calvary Church, make sure that this simple gospel message is always the center point to which you return. As high as you fly, as many people who celebrate your, make sure that this gospel message is always like the campfire you warm yourself around. And by the grace of God, may many thousands of people in this Miami area in the years ahead find space around that campfire as well. God bless.
Come on, can we get up to our feet? He's a good God. He's an awesome God. Who is that man? His name is Jesus. What a beautiful, beautiful message. I was just walking in earlier to the service. I was walking with somebody from our church, and they told me, I could hear Pastor Dan Leanne preach the gospel all day long. And there's a grace and an anointing over his life. Thank you so much for being here. Come on, can we thank God for his life? Thank you, thank you. It means the world. Thank you. Thank you that you'd be willing to drive down from Melbourne all the way down to Miami, that you love us that much. Can we continue to pray for him and his family, his wife, his kids? And he's literally traveling around the world speaking, as well as building a beautiful church in South Carolina. I'm so thankful. It's literally been about 3 years trying to get him here, and he wouldn't drive down from Jacksonville, but he finally made it to Miami. But it's been 3 years trying to get him here, and I'm so thankful that he finally was able to be here. You're family now, so you got to come at least once a year. You got to come at least once a year. Hey, if you made a decision, thank you, Yuli. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, hands were lifted across this auditorium or online, and you said, hey, I need Jesus, you made the best decision of your life. Outside, we have a tent. It's called our Connect Tent. If not, you're going to see Dream Team around the lobby or outside. They're going to be waving these white bags. There is a lot of free stuff in here. There's a letter from me and Diana. There's a free coffee voucher, a free coffee cup. But the most important thing, there's a Bible in here. And it's a Bible we want to give you absolutely free today. Maybe you're like, I raised my hand, I recommitted to Jesus, or I decided to follow Jesus, but I already got a Bible. I'm telling you, it's not as cool as this Bible. This Bible is absolutely awesome. It's for new Christians or new believers. And as you read, it has notes to help you understand what you're reading. And so we want to make sure it gets in your hand. It's free. Just go up to somebody and say, hey, I did that prayer, Pastor Dan, and they're going to give you this Bible. We love you. We're for you. And we believe your best days are ahead of you. Come on, give them a hand one more time. Thank you, Yuli. Come on, we got a couple weeks left for Easter. We're going to continue to think and look at Jesus. I can't wait for next week. Next week, we're going to talk about Jesus, the miracle worker. And I'm excited to talk about that. Why don't we lift up our hands one more time? We're going to pray. We're going to sing this song out one more time and believe that Jesus leads us this week. Father, we thank you. We thank you that in you a way was made, a price was paid. You are awesome. Love displayed all in Jesus. As we lift up our hands, we surrender. We love you. We worship you. And we pray that you will lead us this week as we continue to tell the world there's a man named Jesus who is the way, the truth, and the life. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's sing it out one more time.